All right, let's get this call kicked off. Good afternoon, good evening to all of you, wherever you happen to be. This is Jim Tanner. It is Monday evening. Let's see, May 27th, 2019, 6 o'clock p.m. Central Time, 7 o'clock p.m. where I am here in the Northeast. I'm actually in Vermont right now. I'm enjoying the long Memorial Day weekend here in Vermont. For those of you that are joining us from the United States, happy Memorial Day to all of you as well. And I know that folks are tuning in this evening. Maybe a lot of folks are catching this on replay because it is Memorial Day in the United States. I have a regular Monday evening training call lined up for you. I'm excited to be here and joining you all, and I appreciate the time. And I just want to dig right into it because I am excited. We talked a lot this weekend. My wife, Dr. Danielle Russo, and I, we talked a lot this weekend about the history of our business within the business. And we just kept talking about how we've really arrived at this place in our business, which by no means is anywhere near a finish line for us. We certainly understand what's still to do and what the potential is in front of us. But we've arrived at this place in time through this one consistent overarching theme in our business that informs our daily behaviors in this business. And that theme is building from big events to big events. And many of you have probably heard me talk about building your business from big event to big event. And maybe you've just heard me say, hey, I always build from event to event. Maybe you've heard other leaders say that and you don't really know what that means, or you don't know what it means or what I mean when I say it. And so I thought I'd spend some time this evening with you because we have some big events coming up. Of course, with the way the company's growing, we always have big events, but we've got some big stuff coming up. I'll talk about that this evening. But I thought it might be interesting to all of you as listeners, as people building large international sales teams, to hear what I mean when I say building from big event to big event. Let me just start with my personal big event story or realization. And I've told this story somewhat before, so I'll tell it briefly. But before I realized that the way you build this business is from big event to big event, from big event to big event, before I realized that, I became a top recruiter, as far as somebody that in our team, in this organization, in this team that you're all a part of, I was one of, if not the consistently top recruiter. Like you hear about all of these phenomenal top recruiters that are putting up big numbers. That was me when no one had ever heard my name before. Before the rings, before executive director, before any of the accolades, I was a top recruiter. That was really kind of the first thing. And maybe that's a lesson. It's not really the topic tonight, but, you know, are you consistently one of the top recruiters? That going down the road leads you, along with what I'm going to teach you tonight, but that is the pathway to having a big, productive international team. I mean, if you just casually recruit somebody every once in a while, you're doing a good deed. You're doing a noble thing. You're paying forward the opportunity that was blessed upon you, and I congratulate you for that. But if you want to build a big business and you want to have this concentration of professional producers across two continents, at least as we go global, hopefully, you know, as we continue to open countries, you have goals to have representatives in those countries doing big business. Well, you don't do that. You don't get there by casually recruiting. You get there by being a top recruiter. So I became a top recruiter really because I finally got into a daily rhythm of habits, daily boring habits. Here's the daily boring habits. Every day I added to my list more people. And from that list, I invited those people to look at our opportunity. And then every day I was also following up with people that I'd already invited to look at our opportunity. I mean, it's pretty basic stuff. Most of the people that are struggling to be top recruiters are trying to avoid that simple process, the daily boring, redundant habits that in the beginning, when you first start doing them, seem like they couldn't possibly matter. It doesn't matter if I add people to my list today or not. Nobody's looking. It doesn't matter if I don't expose new people to the business today or not, because nobody's looking. And it doesn't matter if I follow up with the people that I exposed yesterday or not, because nobody's looking. But I can tell you this, with that attitude, over the course of time, you end up where you're in a business where no one is looking. Meaning you're not on a stage, you're not getting the rings, you're not becoming a Millionaire Club member. So is there a penalty? Not really, because nobody's going to call you. You're not going to hear from somebody in the team and call you and say, hey, you're doing a bad job because you didn't, you didn't expose somebody, you didn't follow up with somebody. So what happens is you just drift away from the very things that you have on your list of goals. Or you can do those daily, boring, habitual things that turn you into a top recruiter. And again, what are those things? They're pretty simple. And so the way I became a top recruiter was that I developed a discipline that every day, no matter what, I did activities that added new people to my list. People that did not know me or did not know about my business or both. So a lot of times, because I became a master of recruiting in the cold market, that was people that just didn't even know I existed. They had gotten up that morning and they did not know there was a Jim Tanner in the universe with an opportunity for them. And my goal was that to add people like that to my list every day and then expose those people, invite them to take a look at our opportunity. And also, I followed up with the people from the day before and the day before that and the day before that to make sure that they did watch it, to find out, did you watch it and you're not interested? Did you not watch it but you intend to watch it? Did you not watch it and you never intend to watch it? Well, I don't know until I follow up. And I should say, you're going to hear some breeze because I'm actually, and I don't mind painting you the picture of the lifestyle, I'm doing the call this evening from our place in Vermont, which is secluded. So you're hearing birds, you're hearing wind. Probably I'm out on the back deck watching the sun make its way across the pines, which is a lovely setting to have this conversation with all of you this evening. And I hope that you are someplace where you can absorb this information, but also that you can enjoy and be at peace while you're learning and adding these concepts this evening to building your business. So I became a top recruiter. And the story tonight is not about being a top recruiter, but it's about that you can be a top recruiter and not be a great sponsor. That was me. I got to the point where I was recruiting consistently, and we had an event coming up. It was actually at Legal Shield's headquarters in Ada, Oklahoma. And I went to that event, and I was a top recruiter. People had started to hear my names on this conference call. They'd started to hear my name. So when I got there and I was meeting people, you know, if you've been to our events, you got your name tag with your name on it that they give you at the door. And, you know, my name tag said my name, and people would say, oh, you're Jim Tanner. Oh, we hear your name on the calls. Oh, yeah. And it made me feel good. But then people started asking me, you know, how many people from your team are here? And I hadn't really thought much about having my team come to that event. So the answer was none. I mean, maybe one, but I think the answer was zero. This was many years ago. And then more people kept asking me that same question. So they were excited to meet me, this top recruiter guy that they'd heard about. But then you could see in their face this confusion when they found out that I had come by myself. Because see, I didn't think twice about it. I was going to be there. I wanted to be there. I wanted to learn. And I guess I just never considered that it was my job to get my team to that event. And I was taking notes. I remember that first morning, taking great notes. Now, I'd been to the home office before. I knew it was impressive. And I was grateful to be back. I always love to go there and experience that. When we do events where we hold them in Legal Shield's headquarters in Ada, Oklahoma, I highly recommend you go. We don't have one of those on the schedule at the moment, but when you hear about that, go. It's not easy to get to Ada, Oklahoma, but it's totally worth it. But anyway, so I'm sitting in this amphitheater, this training room, and I'm sitting with other people and I'm taking notes, and you know, we're getting trained by Mike Riches and Mark Riches and Linda Pitt and Chris Evans and just all of these phenomenal trainers. And really the people that built this team. And I was taking great notes. And by lunch, I was just exhausted from taking notes. Because I was thinking, I've got to get this back to my team. I've messed up. They should have been here. They didn't know that they were supposed to be here. I didn't know that I was supposed to get them here. And so I've got to get them this information. But by noon, by lunchtime, I had basically given up. You know, we were taking a tour across this lunch break. We broke up into groups and we took tours of this corporate facility, which is just an incredible facility filled with hundreds of people that love what they do, that bleed this business and support you and I. And I just said to myself, well, I can't bring this back and I can't bring a third of what I'm experiencing in the training room back to my team. And I really felt like I'd let my team down, and I knew that I'd made a terrible mistake. But I also, that day, made a very big decision. And that decision was this, that I was never going to, again, in the future, be in a situation where I was the only person from my organization at one of these events. I promised myself that day that I would not do that again. I wouldn't be in that position again. And our next big team event at that time, again, many, many years ago with a very, very limited schedule of big events, but our next big event was 6 months later, and that was in Cookeville, Tennessee. And by the time I got to Cookeville, Tennessee, I had filled the room with my team because I already knew how to recruit people. But I started to recruit them as somebody who's also had the goal of getting those people to experience this training alongside of me. And about 50% of the room in Cookeville, Tennessee was in my team. And that really exploded my business. And it has continued to be exponential growth over the years ever since. So since that event in Cookeville, Tennessee, I've been an executive director. I've never not been an executive director since that happened. I've been a six-figure ring earner since that same year, later that year, in that same calendar year, earned a six-figure income and continue to earn a six-figure income. So that one small shift changed everything for me. And I want to dig in and really talk to you about why that shift was so impactful. So hopefully I've set the stage for why we recruit from big events to big events. Or no, I really haven't, and I'm going to in a moment. But I hope I've set the stage in your mind that if you do what I'm going to talk about this evening, that you can have tremendous results. Now, if you're already one of the top recruiters on this call, listen to me, and probably some of you have been around long enough, you know this from me already. This is what catapults your business, not just bringing them in, but getting people to these events and growing your team from one event to the next event. But if you're not yet a top recruiter, have a goal of being a top recruiter by being consistent in the daily boring activities that lead to being a top recruiter. And alongside of that, do what you're going to hear this evening. And you will not only have more people in your team because you're recruiting, but those people will have massive success in the business. Let's get into why this works so well. So from my notes, I said, let me just scroll down here. What is the power of big events? Well, I wanted to make a list. This is not an exhaustive list, but I wanted to list some things out so that I didn't forget anything. So let me start with this. At the big events, it's really the only place that you're going to get the scope of this company. And I just want you to understand, if you've been to big events, you probably agree with me. If you haven't, you probably disagree with me. And you'll say, you know, I get it. I get the size of this company. If you haven't been to big events, I want you to know, no, you don't. You don't get it yet. This is an enormous company. And however big you think it is, it's so much bigger because you haven't experienced the events yet. I mean, this is a $1 billion company. True. It's worth $1.2 billion. But that's just a number. That's not how our brains work. It's not how our hearts work. It's just a number. That's data. What you have to understand is what goes into having a company that's worth $1 billion. I mean, first of all, they're multi-million dollar events. When you go to the events, and you know, we could have some of the legends, do you call them old timers? I would never say it in front of anybody, but you could have some of these pioneers that have come before us, and they tell the stories of having their big events were not that big, and they didn't feel much like events, and they were often held at the Ada Country Club back in the old days. So these events are in major international cities. They're in major buildings in these international cities. They're multi-million dollar events with incredible video production, lights and sound. They're well thought out. They've got the best speakers and trainers. That's the top producers and performers in our company. But not just the people that are really good at doing the business, also the people that are really good at breaking it down and simplifying it and explaining to those of you and I that are coming up and trying to achieve the levels they've already achieved so that we can jump ahead and not take the same amount of time or longer to get the same results they've had. We can actually do it quicker because we can stand on the shoulders of those who've come before us. You get at the event, you get to see the proof that the opportunity works. And what I mean by that is you see the success stories of the people, people just like you and just like me, that have had great results with the company. So again, is it important for you to be at the event? Yes. But think about, what is it like if you get people to these events? 10 people, 20, 30 people from your team are experiencing this alongside of you. They're at a multi-million dollar production, hearing from the best trainers, the top income earners and the best coaches, the people that know how to train, and they're there absorbing that alongside of you. They're not waiting for you to try to give them some version of that that you experience when they get back. It's proof that the opportunity works. It's something that I call, I got this from Russell Brunson, that he calls, and I think you should write this in your notes, epiphany bridge. See, one of the reasons it doesn't work for you and I to absorb this information, turn around, and then do a conference call with our team and not have them go, or we try to absorb the information, we turn around and explain it to people that weren't there, is because there's no crossing of epiphany bridge. And here's what epiphany bridge is in our business. In our business, it means this. When you see the entirety of what this opportunity is and what it can be. Now, for me, I said, this can free me. Because I wanted to be an entrepreneur. I wanted to be my own boss. So the epiphany I had when I saw the opportunity was that this is the vehicle to give me total financial freedom so I can quit my job. Jobs, actually, I had a full-time job and a part-time job. That was the epiphany. If this works for me, I can quit these jobs. I can be my own person. I can be my own boss. I can have a different life than the one that's laid out in front of me. That was the epiphany I had. But I got to have that because I got to see for myself. Instead of having somebody else try to tell me what they thought was most valuable to me. Because maybe the person that saw that event and then tries to tell me about it says something different than what matters most to me. Maybe he says that this is a way for you to earn extra income without having to quit your job. And all of a sudden I'm saying, well, wait a minute. I don't want to earn extra income without having to quit my job. I want to quit my job. You see, you can't give somebody else the epiphany. Just like for me, it was valuable. I could quit my job. But if I turn around and I say to somebody in my team who's a pastor or a teacher who absolutely loves what they do, we're called to do what they do. They get up every morning excited to do what they do, but they need more income. They need more availability of funds to do important things with those dollars. But they're not trying to quit their job. And I say to them, isn't this great? You could quit being a pastor. Isn't this great? You could quit being a teacher. And all of a sudden they're saying, this person doesn't understand me. This opportunity is not what I'm looking for. Do you see? We can't cross that epiphany bridge for somebody else. We can only lead them to it so they can cross it for themselves. Another way of saying this is, every individual in your team, yourself included, will get from the event and from the speakers the thing that they need to hear and see and feel. And it's not possible for you and I to interpret it on behalf of everybody in the team. Also, it stretches your vision. See, again, I had a goal to make $400 a week. That was what I thought this opportunity could bring for me. At $400 a week, I could quit my job and never look back. I needed to stretch my vision, though, because, you know, and you may have already realized it's an opportunity that works, but you may not have, you might have a small vision like mine on what you could earn, right? Because for me, $400 a week, that was my vision. I needed big events to change my vision to six figures and then multiple six figures. And so I needed those big events so I could see people like me coming from the same background as me, coming from adversity like me, coming from worse adversity than mine, coming from the same level of education or lack of education, to being able to reach great heights, to being a part of a company where they get to protect families and help other entrepreneurs. And I saw that on the stage, and I decided I could have it for myself. And I want you to have that experience. I want everybody in your team to have that experience. Immersion would be one of my final thoughts on what you get out of the event. And again, this is not an exhaustive list, but for the sake of time, immersion is so important because we live it. Listen, it's 2019. There's really information is available to you in ways in so many more ways than it ever has been before. You have this conference call. You may have dialed into a telephone number and you're listening to this live while I'm talking. You may be streaming it on the internet while I'm talking. You may be listening to the replay by dialing into a replay line, downloading an MP3, streaming the replay online. Somebody might have put it on our Facebook page and you're listening to it there. Somebody might have shared it with you some other way. There's also Zoom webinars and GoToMeeting webinars. There's videos that you can access that can be sent to you from mobile device to mobile device. There's just an unending ways to communicate sound and pictures. But what about emotion? There's only so much emotion that you can get out of this call. And I'll do my best to deliver to you my heart tonight, but it won't be only a small fraction of how much I really desire for you to feel the way I feel about this business. But I know in my heart, having done this for decades, that I can get you to feel that way if I can get you in the room that I've been in, alongside of the people that I've stood with, in front of the experiences that I've experienced. So the immersion aspect of standing shoulder to shoulder with the men and women from all over the USA and Canada that are in pursuit of the same goals and dreams that you are is incredibly important. And that is why it is said over and over again that people make big decisions at big events. Because of all of this, the power of the big events. So let me just talk to you quickly about I can feel myself losing my voice. You can tell it's been a long, fun weekend. For those of you that follow me on Instagram and Facebook, you can see that I had a long, fun weekend adding pounds to my body, which I will do my best to take off this week as I basically ate my way through Vermont at all of these cool little restaurants and roadside stands and breweries and everything else that we have to offer up here. But this is not a commercial for Vermont. It's just, I'm saying I could feel my voice fading. So what are some of the big events that are coming up right now? Well, in your local market, wherever you are, whether that's your city or just your general larger region, you have Super Saturday events. Just go to LegalShieldCalendar.com and see your Super Saturday events that are coming up. They're all listed there. Also, our team, our organization is plugging in to two huge events that are the big summer events. And we've been talking about this since Dallas. Hopefully you all know about it. We'll be in Raleigh, North Carolina. These are on, if you log in to your back office, go to successteamworld.com, log in, click on the calendar icon in your toolbar, and you'll see these events. In Raleigh, North Carolina, that's coming up in a couple weeks. We'll be at the Young Professionals Leadership Academy. That's being hosted by Justin Peterson, the guy that started the millennial movement. The millennial movement is now, is now known as Young Professionals. That's why it's called that. And this Young Professionals Academy is going to be phenomenal. You're going to hear from people like Justin Peterson, but also Darnell Self will be there. The CEO of Legal Shield, Jeff Bell, will be there. Frank and Teresa Acoin are bringing their team to this event. So this is their summer team event. It's our summer team event on the East Coast. The Melia family, Kim Melia, Mike Melia, Steve Melia, and all of their organizations are plugging into this event in Raleigh. It's going to be an incredible time, and we're going to have a lot of fun and learn a lot at this event and get all of the stuff that I just talked about. Also, for those of you on the West Coast or people that have team on the West Coast, we're going to be joining up with the Team New Vision event, which will also have this tremendous lineup of speakers, Darnell Self, Jeff Bell. I don't have that list in front of me, but again, it's on your calendar. And this is another incredible event. It's at the Palms in Las Vegas. So we'll be there. That one's at the end of June. Raleigh is kind of early in June. So get your East Coast team to Raleigh. Get your West Coast team to Vegas. Get everybody to experience what we've been talking about this evening. And then in October, this is the last big event of 2019. And it's positioned in early October because this is how we finish the fourth quarter. This is how we finish the year. And a lot of us, I don't know if you realize this, but a lot of us make half or more of our income in the fourth quarter. So you might be saying, you know, my year started off a little slow. Hey, listen, there are people that are going to make 50%, 60% of their money for the whole year in the fourth quarter. So understand that going into this. And we position this big fall Legal Shield event, international event, in October Because it just takes us through October, November, December to the big finish of the year. So how many people from your team from all over can you get to that event? And then they come out of that event and they go back to their home markets and they just have this phenomenal finish to the year. I mean, it can be that simple. So for these events that are coming up, excuse me, ask yourself, who do you know in these markets? Who do you know in Raleigh? Who do you know in the Vegas area? Who do you know in Salt Lake City? And really for Salt Lake City, the entire continent is open because that's October. This is May. This is just about thinking in advance about, you know, the calendar and working towards these big events and having the right attitude going into the big events, that you're going to recruit people that are going to be there alongside of you. Notice I said alongside of you. So like for the summer event, we don't expect you to be at the East Coast and the West Coast event, but choose one and join us at the event. Be in Salt Lake City with us in October, because that's the one everybody's going to, the big Legal Shield Leaders at All Levels event. And just be plugged into that. So, for these other two events, who do you know in Vegas? Who do you know in Raleigh? Also, who do you know that knows somebody in Raleigh? And what a great reason to call everybody you know. Hey, my company is having a big event in Raleigh, and I'm going to be heading to Raleigh for that event. And I was just curious, who do you know that's in that area? Who do you know that's in that area you could introduce me to? Because I'm looking for business partners. Same thing for Vegas. You see how it becomes natural? Because everybody you've already talked to that either said no, said not right now, said I'll look at it later, and you're frustrated by that, it gives you a fresh reason where it's indirect. It's not about following up with them about them. It gives you a chance to follow up with them about what you're doing, while also getting a legitimate referral from them and also reopening the conversation. And we could train on that later, but that's just a great concept to say, who do you know that you could introduce me to in Raleigh? And then, of course, everything else that you can do to build into those markets, whether that be leads, resume leads, marketing. Maybe you live in Raleigh and you're right there, or Vegas. You know, I'm just saying Raleigh because it's the next one that I know I've got coming up, so it's kind of fresh on my mind. And then, how do I recruit into these big events? And let me just spend a minute on this, okay? How do I recruit into these big events? I gave you a little tip about how to prospect into them by doing the indirect deal and, you know, going back to people you know to see who they know. But how I recruit into these events, I've had to learn this over the years. Rule number one for me, when I'm recruiting somebody, I don't make it about the event. In other words, I don't deviate from the normal way that I would go through my recruiting process, which is to expose somebody to the information, third-party tool, video overview. By the way, the video overview where you are not the one doing the presentation, whichever one that is for you, fine. As long as it's not you doing a presentation, because you can move so much faster, okay? So I move people through a video overview. I follow up with them like I normally would. What do you like best about what you've learned so far? Do you see an opportunity for yourself to get started? What questions do you have that I could answer for you today? And so forth and so on. I put them through our first step training. I get them set up as a member and an associate. And then I tell them about the event. I never, never, never use the event as the reason they should join the business. If I didn't say that to you, half of the people listening tonight would do it that way. You would say, hey, I have this big event in Raleigh, and I'd like to get you involved in the business, or whatever you'd say. Here's the problem. When you call me and say that, I say, well, I don't want to go to an event in Raleigh for a variety of reasons. Maybe Raleigh's an hour from me. Maybe I never go to Raleigh. Maybe I work in Raleigh, and I don't want to go back there after a week of work. Maybe I don't want to go to an event. See, I have no context. I don't know what the event is for, what you're going to do, what you're trying to sell me. You're trying to sell me a timeshare or something. I don't know what's going on. So I have no context to get excited about the event that you're excited about. That's number one. Number two, the business is not about the event in Raleigh. That's your catalyst. That's why you're targeting that area. That's why you're building into that event with your team from around the country to get them to it. Because it's the next big event, but it's not the whole business. See, after Raleigh, we're going to be on to other things. So I don't want somebody in my team And it's not going to get me someone in my team, but I don't want someone in my team that's only excited about it because the event's in Raleigh. Better, let me lay it on you like this. Better for you to take that person through your natural, normal progression of recruiting, which, by the way, they're learning how to recruit while you do that to them because people are smart. They're watching and listening and seeing what you're doing with them. Then you're going to teach them to do that so they can build their team, right? So you take them through your natural process. And then now that you have someone who respects our service, is excited about our opportunity, is excited about the leadership and the mentorship that comes with our opportunity, is excited about our system and our tools and everything else, lay a cherry on top of all of that excitement by letting them know that they have this big event happening, and wow, isn't it great? It's 30 minutes from your house. Doesn't that excite you to be able to tell that to that person after you recruit them? I promise you, it's almost never going to be the reason they come or that they join your team. They're not going to join your team because there's a mystery event in their city. But they're going to be so much more likely and excited to be at that event if you take them through your natural recruiting process and then get them plugged into the event in your city. So you know your motivation for getting that person to in the Raleigh area or the Vegas area to go through the process now, and you have some urgency about it. The other thing is you lose really good people if you do it that way, if you do it the way that most people do it. Because when you tell me that there's an event, and I say to myself, I don't want to go to the event because I don't know why I should be at the event, in my mind, the whole opportunity revolves around that event. And since I don't want to go to the event, now I don't want to be in the opportunity. Let me tell you why that's important. Because you will recruit people during this process that are excited, that are all the things I just said, excuse me, but they still can't go to the event. Their sister's getting married that day. They didn't know, you didn't know, but you still want them in your team for the next 365 days of the next 12 months, and then for the next 10 years, 20 years, 30 years into the future. It can't all be about the event, but the event allows us to have urgency. I hope that makes sense to you. I want you to know, building from big event to big event is a huge part of being a top recruiter, that and having being a top recruiter lead to having a world-class sales organization. An organization where your people are the people on the stages at these big events doing the training. Think about that for a second. Because when I started to think about building a big team and having a world-class team, the most I could think about was by having that team and having those results and making that money, that maybe I would get to stand on that stage. And I have. But the satisfaction of that is nothing compared to the satisfaction of knowing that your organization of top people are standing on those stages all over the world training thousands of people, that people in your team are having those results, that there are men and women standing on the stage and addressing thousands of people and having used this vehicle to change their life because you got them started in the business. Totally natural if you don't get that now, but at some point you will. And I want you to know, the air there is so much sweeter than you could ever imagine. That's a world-class organization where you have a team of people that are the leaders. And that comes after you master the daily boring routine of recruiting. And it comes after you master promoting to the big events, getting your team plugged into those events, recruiting into those big events. One last thought as I wrap up our call this evening. One other big event that is so often overlooked and missed and is so important and is equal on the list to any other big event we could talk about is the Performance Club trips. You may not think of the Performance Club trips as big events because, yes, it's not 10,000 people in an arena getting training, right? It's not that kind of immersion. But it is, if you've never experienced it, you might not realize it, but there is training at these events. There is being in community with the other top people, all of the Platinum World Council, lots of Millionaire Club members, lots of multiple six-figure a year annual earners, top coaches, top trainers, and they're not on the stage. They're sitting next to you at breakfast. And you might be thinking, well, they're going to be over there and I'm over here. Not true. That hasn't been my experience over the last several years. What has been my experience is that they can't wait to congratulate you and pour into you and train you if you're interested in it. Right there, whether that be from Cancun or Atlantis in the Bahamas or Jamaica, all of these ways for you to interact, for you and your whole team to interact with all these other folks. I remember, you know, going by myself as, you know, my wife and I being the only people from our team, and then having at the dinners tables filled with people. It's better. You want all of your team to experience this. The more people in your organization that will be alongside of you at these big performance club events, the healthier and stronger and more robust the future of your team and your business really is. The performance club trip is not just a vacation. It's one of the big events that I build to and through every single time. Because I know, and my leaders know, they're going to be at the event. I'm going to be at the performance club trip. You know, I talked to Adam Thompson. He says, he doesn't say if, he says when. And I say when, because I'm going on every trip. He has that same attitude. Alicia and Adam have the same attitude. They're going to be on every trip. Many of you have that same attitude. I go on every trip. We have to get that built into your team. Yes, there's qualification. Yes, there's you've got to do more than the minimum to be a part of it. But it isn't much more than the minimum, which is so incredible. And you get these all-expense-paid trips with round-trip airfare, all-inclusive resorts. You know, we're going to Cabo in a few weeks. It's going to be another great event. But right now, we are in the qualification period for the winter getaway in January. Again, as a business owner, you got to be thinking for the future. Right now, we're getting you and your whole team qualified for an event that's going to be in January. And the more people from your team that are at that event, the better it will be for your business. It'll be a great vacation, but it will be a great way to continue to propel your business forward. So ask yourself, am I qualified right now to continue on in the running for the Disney trip, the winter getaway? And maybe you don't even know what the qualifications are. Maybe you haven't seen the sheet that explains it all. That's okay. You don't need to know that right now tonight. Maybe your team is in the same boat. They have no idea. That's okay. They don't need to know that tonight, but it is the end of the month. Here's what you need to know. To remain considered, or to remain qualified going forward, to remain in the running, I guess is the easiest way to say it, the most normal way to say it, to stay in the running to attend the winter getaway with us, you have to be Performance Club qualified each of the months of the contest period. And the first month is this month, May. So you have to be Performance Club qualified. What else do you have to do? We'll worry about that later. At this point in the month, come to me with the questions about what else you have to do, only if you're Performance Club qualified. Because if you miss Performance Club in May, and you got to get this word out to everybody in your team, if you miss Performance Club in May, then it doesn't matter what the other qualifications are, because you're not going to be able to go. So you have to be Performance Club qualified in May, June, July, August, September. It's 5 months. May, June, July, August, September. Those 5 months, that's the minimum qualification. Don't worry about the rest of it. And don't worry about June. Worry about May. Worry about today. What can you do today to protect a family? What can you do today to share the Legal Shield story? What can you do today to make sure that you finish May Performance Club qualified? Typically, the month that we launch the new incentives, whether it's the summer events like Cabo that we're doing, that we have coming up in a few weeks, or the winter events like we're talking about tonight, the first month skyrockets our Performance Club qualification. And we want to make sure that it does that in your team as well, right? So you right now tonight, write that down in your notes, Performance Club qualification. That's the minimum. And then take inventory of your team. Who in your organization, and some of the people in your team aren't even associates yet, right? They're evaluating. They're still looking at the business. I consider everybody that I'm talking to about the business part of my team. They just might not be associates yet. They might just be evaluating, and that's okay. But I could include them and the people that I'm inviting on this trip. When I got started in this business, and I went to my first Fast Start to Success training, that trainer, when he was teaching me to make a list so I could have an inventory of people to share the opportunity and the membership with, he didn't say make a list of the people you know. I'm so glad he didn't, because this has been with me for 15 years. He said, make a list of the people that you want to walk the beaches of the world with. That's your list. And I didn't understand it then, because I hadn't walked the beaches of the world. And I couldn't even picture myself on the beaches of the world back then. But now I have walked the beaches of the world. I do understand how big and important it is. And I've walked the beaches of the world with some of the people that were on that list 15 years ago. Make your list. Invite everybody to be a part of what we're doing. Don't keep it a secret. And build your business from big event to big event, which also includes this incredible Performance Club trip. Folks, I hope this has been helpful for you this evening. Again, happy Memorial Day to those of you in the United States. And happy Monday to those, the rest of you around the globe. Remember that because it's Memorial Day here in the U.S., our B2B support call did not take place this morning. That call will take place tomorrow morning, same time, 9 a.m. Central, same phone number you dialed in this evening to hear this call. Get plugged into that. It will feature Mr. Mark Rich's $700,000 ring earner and platinum executive director, Mr. Mike Rich's $200,000 ring earner, millionaire club member, top B2B trainer in the nation, alongside some of our other top producers and trainers, and a lot of important information as you finish up the last few days of the month of May 2019. Thank you all for joining me this evening for the call. And we'll be with you again tomorrow morning for the B2B support call. Good night.